The Marshes, Part 4. I was forcibly marched towards the terrifying tree and the chanting cultists beneath it. My senses became more acute as my dread increased. The croaking of frogs and insects increased in volume as I stomped through the tall reeds that battered my skin like restless skeletal fingers. They had already readied the noose by the time I arrived at the tree. The cultists appeared to be in their 40s, but their eyes betrayed the wariness that comes with age. Another offering. This one is delicious to look at. Shame he will be face down in the bog forever, one of them said creepily. I fought back against my imprisonment, only to have the cultists hit me in the belly multiple times. Stop, please, I begged. Let me go. I will give you all the money I have. There is nothing more valuable than the blessings of the Deep Ones. One of them, a man whose chiclet teeth shone brightly, said with disdain. The noose was placed firmly around my neck. This ritual has been practiced for centuries by these people who are hundreds of years old. It keeps death at bay. I was once brought here as a victim, but fate intervened, and they made me their champion, Babu said. Babu's face suddenly took on a sorrowful aspect. It is my job to lure the prey to the sacrificial altar. My mind reeled. Once again, I'm sorry, Babu said. The rope bit into the soft flesh of my neck, and my feet lifted off the ground. Strange sounds escaped my mouth involuntarily as the vice grip of the noose began choking the life out of me. Darkness crept in from the corners of my eyes, which had rolled skywards in its sockets. I heard a cracking sound and I crashed to the floor feet first. Then I collapsed forwards. My forehead slammed against something hard and I lost consciousness. When I woke up, I saw Babu hanging by his neck from the same cursed tree. The three cultists were sitting on their haunches, watching me with odd smiles.
Fate, it seems, has intervened, boy. The branch couldn't hold your sinful weight, one of them said. It is a sign. The Lord of the Depths has gifted us a new champion,
another one declared.
What are you talking about?
I asked hoarsely. The three of them glanced at the body swaying in the wind in unison.
Time for you to bury him face down in the bog, so that the children of the Deep Ones can suck his soul down through the mire, one of them instructed. And in a few weeks, bring us fresh meat,
another one added. The ground rumbled. Something enormous rose and fell in the distance, baying with delight. I closed my eyes and screamed silently.